Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going to get to the big boy, Mark Cabali, in a moment. Penguins hired Dan Muse, that is, as their new head coach. He was an assistant with the Rangers. He was an assistant in Nashville. He coached in college. He's been involved in USA Hockey. I would call this a surprise hire. Would you, Bob? I mean, I did not see this name out there.
Well, surprised from the standpoint that nobody seemed to mention his name. At least I haven't seen his name.
Right.
So, you know, Josh Yeo's always on top of this kind of stuff. Or anybody nationally even. Nobody said Dan Muse. But they kept a pretty good secret there and went after him, talked to him, obviously multiple times. And he fits exactly what Kyle Dubas is looking for. He's had experience in the college level. He's been an assistant. He's gone through it all. Penalty killing. Seems to be one of his strengths. He coached that unit in Nashville. So we'll see.
Well, you're exactly right. I think his time developing players at those different levels, including, I would imagine, the under-18 national team is right. What might have attracted him to Dubas or Dubas to him. The statement from Dubas says, ultimately, Dan Muse stood out as the best choice. What separated Dan was his ability to develop players, win at all levels where he's been a head coach, and his consistent success coaching special teams in the NHL. You're exactly right. So he's been in the U.S. national team developmental program. Rucker McGroarty was one of his players, Bob, there. He won a title in the U.S. Hockey League, as I mentioned. So he's been around. You know, he's put in the time. And you know, whenever somebody hires a coach, it's like, I have no idea.
You can't make judgments.
Is Mike Tomlin going to be a good coach? Right. He was a defensive coordinator for what, 1 year in Minnesota? That turned out pretty well in the early going for sure. And you could say overall, Mike Sullivan, I don't know, is that going to work out? They just promoted him from Wilkes-Barre. He was fired in his only other job in Boston. It worked out. So guys we've never heard of work out. Guys who have been around for a long time, who are the big names, Mike Babcock, don't work out. Things like that, right? You just never know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to make a judgment. I know the guy has experience of what they're looking for. He spent time in every level here, from the under-18 league all the way up to coaching in college ranks, and now, you know, 20 years of experience. And sometimes that's, you know, Kyle Dubas, that's his job. He's got to find the guy who he thinks most fits what they need. So
yeah, it's on Dubas. It's his show now, from you know, the lowest part of the roster to the minor leagues to now the head coach. It's his show. And this is going to take time, obviously, to know if this guy is the right guy. The only thing I know about this man for sure right now, Bob, is that he's the spitting image of Joe Block. I mean, have you seen the photos? That's unbelievable.
I mean, especially when he wears glasses.
It's uncanny.
Yeah. They say that everybody out there has a twin or somebody who looks just like you somewhere in this world.
Yes.
Do you want to meet the next Joe Starkey, the other Joe Starkey?
I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
Do you think he would have the same sort of idiosyncrasies that you have?
I hope not for his sake. Yes.
Does he yelp the way you would yelp? If he yelps that way, then you know there's, it's more than that. It must be your clone.
I don't think he yelps. Let's go to the big boy. It's been very rude to keep him waiting, Bob, and I blame you. Mark Caballi.
You blame me. I already messed him up once this week, and I owe him. So,
Mark Caballi from the Pat McAfee Show. Hello, Dr. Caballi. How are you?
What's up? Isn't there a Joe Starkey that used to do
Radio?
Yeah, I just told Little Limits this story the other day. I met him on the Steelers trip to San Francisco all those years ago. Huh?
A fan's yelling at me.
Oh, what are they yelling?
He just said I'm on the radio. Hold on.
Oh.
Oh.
What'd he say?
Wants to get a selfie with the big boy. How
all
about
right,
that?
Big boy. We'll give you a minute. Go ahead and get that selfie.
Joe Starkey said he'll give you a minute, so.
Go ahead.
You can take a picture.
Do it now. Just get it. You don't want to keep the fan waiting.
This is special,
Winston,
Bob.
The blue healer.
It's Winston. He looks like.
Is Winston the dog?
Hammer Don Caballi.
All right.
See ya.
All right, brother.
Appreciate
you. Oh, my God.
I'm a star.
Get that and amplify that. Hammer down, Caballi. Get that and amplify that, Limits, for later in the thing. Just that. And we'll use that with the intro. Forget the story with Joe Starkey. Nobody cares. How about the Steelers? What's happening there? What's the big story of the day? How about Gabe Davis and Jonnu Smith? Does either or both come here?
I swear I just saw Gabe Davis, but I'm not 100% sure of that. But the big story here is the weather, man. It's 87 degrees. These guys are dying out here today. Almost full participant. A lot of people here today, but if I was a guessing man, they don't bring Gabe Davis in just to say hello and how you doing. They would be interested in signing him over a guy like Jonnu Smith. It's just, there's too many holes in the Jonnu Smith story for me. Number one is, I don't think he would want to come here. I mean, I think Miami doesn't want to move him, and I think he could do better with a need more of a wide receiver than anything else. So I would imagine here that Gabe Davis would be their number one priority, and we could hear today, tomorrow, very soon that he'll be signing.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today or tomorrow, you said?
Well, it could be. I think I saw him. It's hard to tell.
Do you like him as a choice here after what happened in Jacksonville? And
I'll take anything, Bob. I mean, you can't sit here and wait and wait and wait and say, oh, it's at the goal line, so to speak, anymore. You have to have a plan.
Was that a shot at Pony?
That's a shot at Pony.
Definitely a shot at Pony. Absolutely. Yes, Bob?
You have to have a plan in place here. So, yeah, I would take him. Right now, you don't have to pay too much. I mean, I think that Jacksonville owes most of the guaranteed money, if not all of it. It all depends on if that second year that they'd have to pay a lot, but you can work around that. as well. I tell you one thing, though. Roman Wilson is a guy that's on a mission. My Lord, he was out there 25 minutes later than anybody else, and the guy is ripped to shreds, looking good. If he's going to fail this year, then you might as well just cut him, because he's doing everything right now. You might not even need Gabe Davis, is what I'm getting at.
Well, that would be good. It's almost like adding another draft pick to this year's class.
Now,
right?
Wait a second, Bob. The big boy here is usually very cynical about football and shorts and all these things. What's going on here?
Well, the way he transformed his body, I mean, he's a different looking individual than when he came in from Michigan. That's what I'm basing it on. I'm not basing it on, you know, seven shots, third string defensive lineman or anything like that. I'm just basing on how he looks out there, how he's running routes, his determination too. I mean, there's a lot of things that just add up that says this guy looks like he's going to be a player. I mean, it doesn't mean anything right now. He has to go out and do it. But I like where Roman Wilson is right now compared to maybe a month ago when we just weren't sure. Now I can see Roman saying, okay, I can see him being a guy that's, you know, could take a good load of snaps and catches off this offensive juggernaut that they're trying to put together. I'm kidding with the juggernaut. So that's the way I look at it. I just think he's put himself in position to succeed this year.
Bob, I can't believe we're watching the Pirate game here. I can't believe Tommy Pham struck out in his pinch hitting appearance. Can you?
Pirates playing now?
No. This is a redo from last night.
I'm guessing they lose 3-0.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm guessing Tommy Pham's about to strike out again. Yeah, Josh, but that's Hader, beside the point.
Josh Hader had going pretty good. Mark, I want to get your assessment of the quarterbacks from, you know, obviously you have Rudolph and Howard getting opportunities there, mm-hmm. especially Howard. I mean, how have they looked so far? I think this version of Mason Rudolph of me strikes me as more confident, more determined.
Yeah, Rudolph, plus he's had, what, 6-7 years of experience right. under his belt as well, so that helps a lot. He comes in here knowing a lot of these guys. He knows basically how they run this organization. So he does look smoother than what we've seen in the past. But once again, we're talking about OTAs here when, you know, there's not a lot of live reps going on during the 90 minutes of OTAs. There's a handful of team reps, and maybe he held on to the ball a little bit too long a couple times today. But he seems like another guy that's at least set him up in position to succeed if they need to go that route. He's not coming in looking overwhelmed. He's not looking like that rookie season or, you know, a couple years after that. He looks like if he's afforded that opportunity, maybe he's not going to be a Pro Bowler, but he can lead them to some wins, and that's the demeanor I get from him right now.
So back to Gabe Davis, are you endorsing this idea, and do you still think the Jonnu Smith thing is on the table? Because I watched Gabe Davis. He was one of the biggest free agent busts in Jacksonville history, and with Buffalo, while he put up big numbers at times, I thought it was mostly a function of Josh Allen. Didn't you?
Yeah, once again, I mean, you're not paying anything for him. Jacksonville's due for all the guaranteed money, so I would like to have somebody under contract in here and worry about if he's going to be good or not, and you can move on from him if he's not, rather than scrambling in August and September because your wide receiver room wasn't what you thought it might be. So at this point, I'll take anybody that's willing to sign on and at least provide some more depth here. So that's why I say Gabe Davis. I mean, Davis was talented enough to get a pretty hefty deal from Jacksonville. I know he struggled, but when you have two first-round picks right after that, they're pretty much outside looking in. As I said, it's like Russell Wilson last year. It's not going to really cost you much to take a look at it, so why not?
Okay. Bob?
That sounds like a defeatist.
I don't know. Not? Is this team going to be any good at any point, Mark? The whole process here gets tiresome. When are they going to be back to being good and at least being competitive in a playoff game?
Once they get a quarterback, right? Once they get solid quarterback play for 17 games, they get that, they'll be fine. And, you know, that's not the easiest thing to find. So, I mean, we try to break things down and figure out what's wrong and scheme this and scheme that and routes this. If the quarterback plays well, they're going to win. If the quarterback doesn't play well, well, they're not going to win. I mean, after all this money and millions of dollars they put into scouting and developing guys and putting in the roster, it basically comes down to one guy. And until they find that guy, they're going to struggle. They're not going to be a playoff contender. Mason could get him close, I think. I think Aaron Rodgers is interesting to the point where let's see what he can do. Maybe he, you know, maybe he shocks everybody at 41 and puts them into that next level, albeit just a one-year type of situation. But, you know, I mean, it's not different. It doesn't matter how many turnovers Minkah Fitzpatrick has. It's how many turnovers and touchdowns the quarterback throws, and it's as simple as that.
Thank you, big boy.
Mark, we'll see you on Sunday night. I appreciate it.
Sure? Are you sure, Rob?
Yeah,
I'm involved.
Sure,
Rob. I just called you Rob.
Rob?
No, I mean, yeah, I'm sure. I wasn't sure last week. I screwed up. I overbooked. I was on vacation.
You didn't mention anything to me other than that 13 times.
Yeah, I'll do it a 14th time. I'm sorry, Mark.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
I just don't like operating that way.
Let me hear that again. What did he say?
That was the guy who just got your selfie.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
Was that a guy imitating somebody, or was that actual guy's voice?
That was his voice. I'm convinced.
I don't know, and I'm afraid to ask.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
Was he at a dog there?
Yeah, he had a dog. It looked like a little corgi or something. I don't know.
Wait a second. So was this across the street from the facility where those people wait?
Yeah, there's a fence.
Stalk basically the players.
Yeah, he was walking his dog on the bike trail, and I was walking to my car.
Is your sense that he was, you know, putting on a voice, or that he was legit? That was his legitimate accent.
I would assume that's his legitimate voice. He is from Pittsburgh. It sounded like so. I've heard worse Pittsburgh accents.
Hammer Don Cabulli.
I don't even know what they said.
Hammer down.
Hammer down. Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Mark, it's probably doesn't your buddy Tone Diggs have that Hammer Down show he does?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with me?
I don't know. Maybe that's what he was referencing.
Maybe it was Todd Graham. Hammer down.
Hammer down.
Get in the left lane.
Yeah, the fast lane.
Hi, fellas.
All right. See you, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, big boy. Can we hear that just rapid fire like 5 or 7 times in a row? Limits.
Hammer Don Cabulli. 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 Hammer Don Cabulli.
Bob, do you think that's real, or is it someone just playing with him?
I think that's real.
Yeah?
That strikes me as real, yeah. By the way, the other thing, and I want to point this out because I think a texter here had a very good point concerning the new head coach, Dan Muse.
Yeah.
Because we all think he looks like...
Joe Block.
I think he kind of looks like Malzi.
Really?
In a way.
Yeah, but also there's this guy, and I got to find his name here, and he made a good comment. He has a steely look like Tom Barrasso. Do you remember Tom Barrasso? If you look at the one picture, he's right about that.
Yeah, Tom Barrasso once invited me to join them for a practice and say, why don't you see if you can score on me, Starkey?
That would be him. It's Eric Wallach. He says, with the steely look of a bald Tom Barrasso. That's kind of how it looks. So it's a combination.
Well, I asked my friend John Glennon, who covers and has been covering Nashville sports forever, about Dan Muse from his time as an assistant. I said, what do you know of Dan Muse? He said not a ton, unfortunately, aside from the fact that Laviolette loved him. Lavi hired him here to replace Phil Housley after Buffalo hired Housley. He worked primarily with forwards and PK. Preds went 135-75 during his tenure as an assistant. Considered very bright. And then he's going to check with some other people on the guy.
How long do you think the deal is? What do you have to give a first-year head coach? 3 years?
I have no idea, Bump. I don't know what you have to give them or what you will give them. I do know that the Pirates are the only team I've ever seen not announce the length of a deal for a coach or manager when they extended Shelty. Remember that?
I always thought, well, you don't see football. You know, you find out, but they don't ever tell you how much terms are or length of.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.